Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Austin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball four. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerber tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is called out on strikes. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Shealy reaches third base with a triple. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalk moves to third. Leverett moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Leverett scores. Johnson moves to third. Strunk moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Johnson scores. Strunk scores. Collins moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bill Bain now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Mulligan steals second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leverett takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Austin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severide moves to third. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Austin moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Austin moves to third. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bain covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Austin bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Collins pinch hits for Jimmy Austin. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Bill Bain. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Robertson now playing third base. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisler. Johnson moves to third. Strunk moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Robertson, who chases it down. There goes Strunk trying to score. He's caught in a rundown. There's the throw to the plate, and back over to Gerber, who tags Strunk for the out. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.